Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You're listening to Living Full Out with Nancy Soleri. As a professional motivational speaker, Nancy can assist you to blow through your setbacks and start living full out. If you have an inspirational story you want to share, email us at connect@livingfullout.com. Once again, here's Nancy.
Welcome to the Living Full Out Show. My name is Nancy Soleri, and today we're going to be talking about having integrity. Now, that is so important when you think about various aspects of your life. Could be in your career, you know, when you're striving to get promoted, you know, make that next level. You want to make sure you do it with integrity, that, you know, people admire you for your work ethic, for, you know, really jumping through those hoops and loops to get to where you want to go. Also, relationships, you know, people want those that they can trust and you know, have a lot of honesty in and love, mainly love, a lot of that. And that is a person of integrity who makes sure that they put others first. It's kind of that golden rule of, you know, do the right thing when others aren't looking, right? So we want to apply these ideas to our lives today as we walk through this show. Also, make sure that if you want to hear today's show again, go to livingfullout.com. All of our episodes will be waiting there for you. Also, make sure in our next segment that you stay with us, we'll be joined by Paul Eisenberg, who's going to be talking about losing his wife, Nicole, to cancer. But yet, together, their faith got them through it. And his integrity was really what allowed him to go from being a, you know, married husband thinking he had a whole life plan ahead, yet losing his wife, becoming a single father, and then finding love again. That's right. So stay tuned for his story. And most of all, I believe in all of you. I know that together, when we are in a lane of integrity, we're able to live full out and do really great things. Now, I'm getting word from our producer that we do have a caller on the line. Let's go check in with them. Hello, welcome to the Living Full Out Show.
Hello, Nancy.
Hello, thank you for joining us. How can I help you today?
Yeah, my name is Rhonda, and, you know, listening to your show, thinking, yeah, I've been fairly successful in my career, and I've always been very ambitious, and as I'm aging, I'm starting to see, you know, less fire, and I'm not as ambitious. Really would like to, you know from you, what are some of those tools that I could use to kind of reignite that fire
and
get more ambitious?
I love that you're asking this question. In fact, I just wrote an article about this recently, because sometimes we can say, gosh, I lost myself. Like, who am I? Like, what were my dreams? What are my goals, right? Because we just get busy. And I'm sure that you have done excellent in your life. Not perfect. No one's perfect. But I'm sure you've given life your best. But what you have to think about is little Rhonda, maybe 10-year-old you. 5-year-old you, what brought you happiness? I remember back long time ago watching a Friends episode. This is when I could see better. And I remember, do you remember that show? And
oh,
one of the
yes,
characters,
yep,
right?
Yeah.
And one of the characters, her name was Phoebe, and she was very childlike. And in this episode, they saw Phoebe running, and she was running like a child. You know, a child like kicks their feet out to the side, not like structuredly running. And shouldn't we all run like children? And sometimes we have to giggle. We have to laugh. We, you know, maybe even grab one of your gal pals. I know we're decades down the line, but have a slumber party. Talk about boys, right? Talk about your books.
Yeah.
Now, is that going to make it all better? No. Is that going to make you just leap out of bed because you went through your yearbook and had a slumber party? No. But it's going to start that fire. It's going to just, like, at least get you tapped into your childhood. Now, let's go back to adult you. Knowing that we only have, from the time we take our breath, our first breath, that dash in the middle, right? And then the time we take our last breath. What would be a cause that you would really like to make sure that you make an impact on before you leave this earth? Is there one thing that you'd like to make a difference in, outside of maybe, you know, being a good mom or a wife or a friend? What would be another cause?
I would love to be able to, end, child abuse. Like, that is something that is really near and dear to my heart. So if I could really, focus on that and helping to improve, the life of children, that would be something I would be really interested in doing.
And have you already started doing that, or that's something you want to do?
That's something I want to do. I probably have not really focused on it as much as I would like, and it's interesting. I don't know if anyone has ever asked me that question, so that was one that I had to really think about, mm-hmm. and it's interesting. That's the first thing that came to mind.
Well, and let's think about little Rhonda again, let's think about little Susie, little Paul,
right?
But the kids that are being abused, the kids that don't have mm-hmm. a voice, the kids that are told if you say anything, so-and-so is going to get hurt or you're going to get hurt. So what mm-hmm. you want to start doing is rooting for those children. So now that we tapped into your inner child earlier, you're going to run like Phoebe, right? Now you want to look at being a champion for those kids. How can mm-hmm. you be their voice? So you might look at areas where you can volunteer. Maybe there's mm-hmm. a place in a hospital, in a shelter.
Right.
Maybe you mm-hmm. can support, the police department. Maybe there's other nonprofits that have already started the legwork, and here you come in volunteering, whether it be of your time or financially. Now, the biggest mm-hmm. thing that I want you to think about, though, is when you take on such meaningful work, it's hard to turn it off. It's hard to go to sleep at night and not think of little Susie, little Paul, right? And so mm-hmm. you are going to want to think about now, what are some of those ways in which you can diffuse that stress, kind of purge it out of your system? So good to have maybe a life coach or sounding boards in your life, or good to have a good fitness routine or a good mm-hmm. bedtime routine. So when you do finally engage and you're hearing these stories, you're making that impact, you know that you have protected yourself in a way that you can find a way to turn it off a little bit to rejuvenate yourself. Because what we forget sometimes is that in life, we're like a bank. And if you constantly withdraw, 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 how much money do you have in the bank?
Right.
Very little, right?
Exactly.
So what you want to do is find a way to deposit into your bank. Mm. That's sleep, that's good foods, that's working out, that's, people that will listen. And most of all, are you excited? Are you excited for supporting little Susie, little Paul? Are you confident that this is something you can do?
I am, actually, and I think I spend, to your point, so much of my time volunteering on things that are related to maybe my profession that are not really exciting to me. So really focusing on something that I'm more excited about may motivate me a bit more versus doing things that I have to do versus something that I'd like to do. So.
Well, yeah, and I want you to also think about the fact that, whether you're actually writing it or just living it, this is the memoir of your life. And mm-hmm. all those career accolades, if some people are married, if some people have kids, those are chapters of our life. But now it is time to start a new chapter. It is time to turn that page and how whatever you choose to write, however it ends, that's up to you. And don't feel like you have to carry the burden of starting a whole organization. It's mm-hmm. great to join one that's already thriving, already in play. They would love your time, your fundraising abilities, that sort of thing. And, thank you so much for calling in today, because really the work that you're going to start doing is critical to little Susie and little Paul. So thank you on their behalf.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Have a great day. Thank you.
You too. Thank you. Thanks for your time.
I love that she asked that question, right? Because when we're talking about having integrity, we're talking about, gosh, how can we be in the lane of life where we know that we're doing good work? We know that we're helping others. We know that we're not being selfish. It's not about, you know, beating our chest. Look at me, look at me, look how great I am, right? It's about how can I serve? How can I make someone else's life better? And when you do that, you're able to live full out, but not just by yourself, but think of all the little Susies, the little Pauls, you know, even people like our caller that just called in. We can all do this together, but it's going to be really important that you step out there, be of integrity, put a smile on your face, really be kind of methodical yet passionate about what you're doing, and you will live your life full out. Now, make sure you stay with us in our next segment. We're going to be joined by Paul Eisenberg. Again, truly a touching story about the loss of his wife, Nicole, but how his faith and his desire to be a good father, to live a life of integrity, has him married again, living his life full out. It is truly a special one that you don't want to miss. I am Nancy Soleri. This is the Living Full Out Show. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break.
Life looks a little different. During these times, we're doing our best to keep our minds and bodies strong. And getting a flu shot helps us stay healthy, so we don't miss out on what matters. Like having game night at home. Yeah, can't do that while sick with the flu. Now imagine family movie night that your daughter can't live without. Well, that's ruined. And don't forget your uncle's socially distanced cookout. See? That's why it's important to be at our strongest. Every year, millions of people in the U.S. get the flu. Especially now, no one has time to miss out on moments that matter. So get your flu shot. Find out more at getmyflushot.org. Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
Just a little heads up before something bad happens.
Move your coffee cup away from your computer.
Oh, no.
So you can have more control.
Stop. You're texting your boss by mistake.
Uh-oh. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org.
Warning, the cap is loose on that ketchup.
Ugh. Don't wait. You have the power to change the outcome. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Watch out!
You got me!
The galaxy is safe once again.
In the pretend universe, kids play with pretend guns. In the real world, it's up to us to make sure they don't get their hands on a real gun. If you have a gun in the house, keep it locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by nFamily Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A teenager. Learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Living Full Out with Nancy Solari. As a life coach, Nancy can teach you how to stay strong under pressure and work through challenges you face. Being legally blind, Nancy inspires others to be resilient in overcoming obstacles and live full out. You can ask Nancy for advice in your life on relationships, finance, business, health, and more. Just call in at 800-333-0001. Once again, that's 800-333-0001. Now, here's Nancy.
Welcome back. I'm Nancy Solari, and this is the Living Full Out Show. And today we're talking about having integrity. And as I promised, we brought you an inspirational guest today, Paul Eisenberg, who truly has been through it. He is a man of integrity in so many ways. I mean, really finding the love of his life, Nicole, at such an early age, yet losing her, needing to figure out how to navigate being a single father, and finding love again. I mean, that is like a Hallmark movie all in one, and I am so proud of him. So I'd very much like to welcome Paul to the show.
Hi, Nancy. How are you?
Hi, Paul. I am good. I am telling you, you are one of those people that I just, ever since I met you, I just, you're somebody I would love to just have lunch with and sit down. You're so kind. And When we talk about integrity today, I mean, that is kind of your motto, right? That's how you've built yourself from a young boy to today.
That's how I've tried. Yes, it's very important to me. And it, to be honest with you, it not only always feels right when you lead with integrity, but it makes life a lot simpler.
Oh, I amen to that, really. Now, I want to take our audience back a bit, because if we go back in time and we go back to like childhood, Paul, you were a tall kiddo. You were tall. You had a bit of ADHD. You were like the happiest kid ever, had a great family life. But, you know, thankfully you were, you know, gifted in athletics. But with the ADHD, it was quite hard for you in school. Did you get any support?
Well, so I'm 57 years old. So back when I was in grade school, middle school, they didn't really have support for ADHD. It was never really a thing. You know, now it's a whole diagnosis and plan and thing. Back when I was a kid, I got support. If I wanted to stay after, I got support. My parents were always super supportive. But to be honest with you, the ADHD was a gift.
Mm-hmm. In what way?
Well, ADHD people, we can do, at least we think we can do, 20 things at a time, right? So if you need the house sided while I'm writing the paper, I can do that. So it's more of a thing to me where ADHD was always a gift and allows you to see things and have a perspective on things that not a lot of people have. And I think that if, like with any, you have your challenges, right? Everybody has challenges. How do you embrace those challenges? How do you live with those challenges? How do you grow with those challenges? How do you bring integrity to those challenges? Some are harder than others, and I'm not trying to say that my ADHD is the same as somebody who's really struggling with some real issues. But I think a lot of times if we can kind of harness the power, embrace the suck, and get as much help as we can to be the best we can, things are better.
Well, and you're it completely makes sense. And your ADHD, you know, it really came into an interesting play for that when you fell in love, puppy love maybe, you know, first love maybe, right? When you first met Nicole at 18, so young, you were just like head over heels, like, hello, I'm your guy. But she wasn't really interested at the beginning, was she?
No, she wasn't interested at all. She was completely underwhelmed. I met her at a bus stop at our college, Westchester University. And she was talking to a young woman that I lived on the dormitory floor with. And she was talking to Nicole, and I said, her name was Janet. And I said, Janet, will you introduce me? And she said, no, because I was having a lot of fun and playing football and then being kind of a goofball. And I finally got her to introduce me to Nicole, and Nicole said hello and couldn't have cared less, and found out that she watched her kind of in a non-creepy way for 4 years. Always had a boyfriend, and I was having a good time. And then I went to my graduation lunch with my family, and Nicole was waitressing at this restaurant that a buddy of mine's father owned. And I said to my buddy, I said, does Nicole work here all summer? He said, yeah. So I got a job. I said, you got to get me a job here. So I got a job there to get a date, basically. And I got her to go out with me. And I was completely enthralled, and it took her a while to see my genuineness over my feelings for her. In fact, I told her I loved her in 2 weeks, and her response was, no, you don't. I said, no, I kind of do, yeah. And but I got her to marry me in 95 or 91, and then we had our first child, Christopher, in 95, and followed up by Gabrielle in 1997.
Well, you know, I got to tell you, Paul, I think it's romantic. I mean, if I was watching a movie,
you.
I would have told
Hallmark earlier.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a huge Hallmark fan. Huge Hallmark fan.
Yeah, me too. And so I feel like I've seen you in one of the episodes, one of the movies. But
no, you haven't. No,
yes.
I am not in like the same actors are in like 35 of them. They're great.
Well, you know, Paul, the thing is you really did have an early love story, and you're right. Christopher was born, everything seemed great, and the pregnancy went great. But when Nicole got pregnant with your second one, your little girl, the pregnancy did not go the same. And in fact, it started with a cough, and then she had a hard time breathing. And ultimately, what did you discover?
Well, the pregnancy went well, and the fact that Gabby was born happy and healthy. The challenge was Nicole, who couldn't catch her breath, who had a bunch of, wasn't gaining weight, was really struggling. It turned out she was diagnosed with stage 4 Hodgkin's disease in the last month of her pregnancy, and really just changed our lives.
Well, and that was a big decision because you had to basically have Gabby early, you know, so that you could then start to treat Nicole. And overall, didn't Nicole have like 4.5 years of chemo, radiation, 2 bone marrow treatments? I mean, she really went for it, right?
So, yeah. So Gabby was born about a couple weeks early, not super early, about 10 days, 2 weeks early. And then Nicole went through 6.5 years of treatment. She was treated for 4+ years at University of Pennsylvania here in the Philadelphia area, and then 2+ years at the National Institute of Health down in Bethesda, Maryland. And she did everything she could to get better. She had chemo, radiation, 2 bone marrow transplants, and just struggled and sadly passed on August 2nd of 2003
at home. Well, you know, the thing is I've seen my father had brain cancer and lung cancer, and I know that walk, watching someone go through chemo and radiation, and you know, being the caregiver, being that person that that supports them can be so hard. And we have to go to a break, but when we come back, you know, I want to talk about how you weathered that time. You know, I know you and God had a lot of conversations about next steps. Mm-hmm. So, Paul, stay with us. And for everybody, when we come back, we're going to continue talking about Paul's story and how, you know, he did channel his integrity, you know, how he was going to manage and step into being a single father. So stay with us. We'll be right back after this break.
Today in school, I learned a lot. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes me. In English, I learned that I'm disgusting. And in physics, I learned that I'm a loser.
Today in school, I learned that I'm ugly and useless. And in gym, I learned that I'm pathetic and a joke. In history, I learned that I'm trash.
Today in school, I learned that I have no friends. In English, I learned that I make people sick. And at lunch, I learned that I sit on my own because I smell. In chemistry, I learned that no one
likes me. Biology, I learned that I'm fat and stupid. And in math, I learned that I'm trash.
The only thing I didn't learn in school today...
The only thing I didn't learn...
is why no one ever helps.
Kids witness bullying every day. They want to help, but they don't know how. Teach them how to stop bullying and be more than a bystander at stopbullying.gov. A message from the Ad Council.
I'm Nancy Soleri, certified life and business coach. I want to invite you to the Personal Development Bootcamp. During the bootcamp, we're going to be looking at taking those insecurities that you have and getting rid of them. We're also going to look at ways in which you can thrive and live a life full of purpose. Go to livingfullout.com/bootcamp, livingfullout.com/bootcamp to sign up. I believe in you, and here's to you living your life full out.
They'll challenge your authority. They'll try to break your will. They'll push you to the edge of your sanity. Because that's what kids do. But this car is your territory, not theirs. Defend it. Who makes the payments? Who cleans it? Who drives it? You do. That's who. And in here, your word is law. So when you say you won't move until everyone's buckled up, you won't budge an inch. Until you hear that click. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. For more information, visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it twice a day.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it in the morning and before dinner.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it, and share it with my doctor.
Nearly one in two U.S. adults have high blood pressure.
That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor.
Now that I know my blood pressure numbers, I talked with my doctor. We're getting those numbers down.
Get it, slip it, cuff it, check. Talk to doctor now and share it.
Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Learn more at manageyourbp.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association. In partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
You're listening to Living Full Out with Nancy Soleri. With Nancy's expertise, you'll learn how to embrace your potential and strive for success. If you have a question or need further support, send us an email at connect@livingfullout.com. Now, here's Nancy.
Thank you so much for joining us today. I am Nancy Soleri, and this is the Living Full Out Show. And today we're talking with Paul Eisenberg and sharing with us, you know, how he had to really tap into integrity and tap into, you know, how he was going to be a supportive husband while his wife Nicole was going through her cancer, how he was going to get a rise and be the strong father he could be to his two kiddos after she passed, and yet finding love again. So I'd like to welcome Paul back to the show.
Super. Hi, Nancy.
Hi, Paul. So, Paul, when Nicole was going through all of her treatments, again, there was the early stages where it looked like it was going well and she was responding well, and then obviously it started to change and she wasn't responding. And I know you had, you know, conversations with her doctor about, you know, what was coming and what the, you know, true prognosis was. But you also had a very intimate conversation with Nicole, the what if. What was that conversation in the car, and what advice did she give you if she didn't make it?
So Nicole, who went through the 6.5 years of treatment about a year before she passed in August of 2003, I was having a conversation with her doctor driving home from work one night. And I said to him that I was worried that she didn't seem to be bouncing back. And he, in one sense just said, Paul, I don't think she's going to make it back. This is a long road for her. She's really struggled. She's really fought. And she was so strong. She was so tiny and so strong at the same time. And we had gone, taken her to Rome, and she was blessed by Pope John Paul II. And we had a spectacular week in Rome, really almost like a pilgrimage. And when we came back, she was starting to decline, and we went to NIH for a checkup, and she got a blood transfusion and some other things done. And she was laying in the back seat of the car sleeping, and we were pulling off to go get some gas, and she woke up and she said, well, you know, what's going on? I said, we're going to go get some gas in this. And she said, you know, we've done so many great things. We were married 12 years when she passed. And she said, you know, we have these two great kids and I love you so much. And we've done so many great things. We went to Hawaii and we went to Paris and we went to Rome and we've done this. And we've really had just a great, blessed marriage. And I kind of don't feel like I'm going to make this long term. Of course, I said, well, we still got other things to do. We can go talk to these other doctors. And she goes, well, look, if something happens to me and you meet somebody, I want you to be happy and get married. As long as they love the kids, just make sure you know it's okay with me. But she really was so gracious and kind and loving to give me that permission.
Wow. That is, I mean, what a gift. What a gift. And
it's a true gift, yeah.
Yeah. And when she did pass, and here you were, you had your two kids, and how did you find the strength? Because I think for audience members listening today who have had a similar loss of a spouse, like, how do you, you know, tuck away those tears? How do you pretend like it's going to be okay? Or do you just be honest?
Well, for me, I had two small children. And by the way, I had so much help. My late wife's mother and family were so good, and so good to the kids and so good to me, and so obviously loving and caring for Nicole. it wasn't like I was all by myself. So I had a lot of help and a lot of great friends and family and church and neighborhood and school community all came together really to help us. So there was so much help, so much help. For me, I had to go back to work, and because I needed to go back to work financially. So I think that you never tuck the tears away. The tears just come out when the kids are in bed. And, you know, I was a single father for, you know, about 14 or 15 months. And, you know, it was nonstop. And you don't tuck anything away. You just do the best you can and keep up and love your kids and have faith, right? And
well,
nobody ever said it was supposed to be easy.
You're right, and you weathered that.
You got to do what's right. You have to do what's right. You know,
right.
My kids had just lost their mom at 8 and 6 years old.
Yeah.
And I was just crushed for them. That and you just want your kids to be okay.
Well, you know? and you, again, really, you did such, you handled that with such grace during that time. I know that you had your cranky moments, even back when Nicole was alive, right? I mean, no one's perfect.
Yeah.
But the door to love did open again for you, and you met your current wife, who is also a widow.
Yeah.
And
you and
your current wife, though, have chosen to keep the memory of both of your spouses in the home, pictures in the home. How do you celebrate and remember them as well?
Well, so I run a charity called Bringing Hope Home, and we pay bills for families with cancer. So Nicole is celebrated every day in our offices, and I kind of go to work in part with her every day to help families. We've helped over 8,000 local families by paying our household necessity bills. And in our house, I'm looking at them right now, we have a black and white wall that has wedding pictures of my wife and her late husband, my late wife, and our family and the kids. And when we got married, we had two children. And we took wedding vows to each other's children, because it wasn't just two people getting married. It was two families coming together. And I've never tried to, and my wife now, we've never tried to replace each other's late spouses. We've never tried to replace Nicole as Christopher and Gab's mom, or never tried to replace my wife's late husband with her kids. They call me Babo. They call my wife Mir or Mimi. Now they're all older. They're all in their 20s. So they're kind of groaning on their own. But just we just felt that it was important that these family, our late spouses are part of our family.
Well, and honestly,
they got to be treated like that.
Yeah, and I love that. And I also want to touch briefly, because faith was important to, obviously, Nicole, and it's been important to you. And again, I know you had many direct conversations with God over the years.
Yes.
But what is your current, I guess, faith meter in terms of, you know, the why? Why did this happen to Nicole? Or did it happen for a reason?
Well, I'm Catholic, and my faith is really important to me. I try to be very active in my faith, and you know, I try not to ask questions. I do ask questions, but it's if you really look at least my thought is the questions that I have are way above my pay grade. So I pray for answers, and I pray for guidance a lot. And I think that, you know, my faith meter is very strong. I have been blessed to have found Nicole and love with her. And I have been blessed to find love and my wife now. And I've been blessed to have two beautiful children with Nicole and two beautiful children with my wife now. And we have... we're all close. We all appreciate how wonderful and joyful God's gift of life is. And I think for me, the why is, I don't know, maybe it's because I started this charity and we've tried to help people. Maybe it's because Nicole could handle that really horrible journey and got so much out of it and increased her faith. And, really communicated to people that it wasn't, God wasn't doing this to her. It was just the way it is. And she was getting through it with God and offered her suffering up and really just motivated and inspired so many people, including me, to be better and be more joyful and purposeful in life.
You know what? I think
I don't know
you
if I answered your question.
No, you answered it perfectly. And Paul, come on now. You are Mr. Hallmark. I'm telling you.
That's because you don't live with me. If you live with me, you would notice.
You know what though? I am proud of you, and I appreciate you sharing with us today this story. It's so important to, hear how to be a supportive, caregiving spouse, but yet, how to navigate those hard times. And again, I know they weren't easy for you, and you did go on to create the nonprofit that does help people. And what's the name of that again, so people can look it up?
It's Bringing Hope Home, and it's Bringing Hope Home, and it can be found at bringinghopehome.org, bringinghopehome.org.
Perfect. And again, it's really important to me that, you know that you're very appreciated and adored here. And,
just
know that you are a great example of what it means to live full out. And I very much appreciate you being on the show today.
Thank you. And I'll just leave you with this one thing. The one thing we used to say when Nicole was ill is, God doesn't give you anything you can't handle. We just wish you didn't have so much faith in us sometimes.
Oh, I love that. I've heard a version of that, but I think that one is very, very relatable. And I am curious, one last question for you, Paul, because
sure.
You have seen loss, but you've seen love and everything in between. What does living full out mean to you?
Living full out means that you have to completely immerse yourself in what you're doing, where you are, who you're with, and what you want to do. And know that it's going to be challenging and there's going to be work, but there's also going to be joy, and just enjoy it all and embrace it all as best you can.
Perfect. Paul, thank you so much. And, have a great rest of your day. And we're going to keep on sharing your story to inspire more people. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Nancy, for having me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. And for everybody listening, just like how Paul shared his story today, we would love to hear from you. Make sure you go to connect@livingfullout.com. Send us an email there, because we would love to know what you've gone through. If you've had a health condition and you warrior and got through it, and or if you were in an accident or an addiction, whatever that is, how you got through it, what you learned about yourself, those life lessons, we'd love to hear from you and share it with our audience. Make sure when you email us, you do give us your contact info and again, what you went through. Here's to all of you living full out. We're going to be coming right back after this break.
To some people, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much. But that's not necessarily true. By 6 months, they're combining vowels and consonants. By 9 months, they're trying out different kinds of sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on some meaning. Especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Early screening and intervention can make a lifetime of difference and unlock a world of possibilities. Take the first step at autismspeaks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Right now, our country feels divided, but there's a place where people are coming together.
I gotta tell you, I was nervous to talk to someone so different than me.
Me too, but I'm glad we are.
Love Has No Labels and One Small Step are helping people with different political views, beliefs, and life experiences come together through conversation, and it feels good.
Wow, your story is so...
Interesting?
Yeah.
When people actually sit down, talk, and listen to one another, they can break down boundaries and connect as human beings. At lovehasnolabels.com/onesmallstep, you can listen to amazing, life-changing conversations and find simple tools to start a conversation of your own.
I know one thing. This conversation gives me hope.
It gives me a lot of hope, too.
Take a step toward bringing our country and your community together by having the courage to start a conversation at lovehasnolabels.com/onesmallstep. A message from StoryCorps, Love Has No Labels, and the Ad Council.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
When it comes to having integrity, you want to picture yourself at home by yourself. What are you doing that you're telling others that you are doing? If you say you're working out, are you? Are you eating right? If you say that you're studying your faith, are you doing it daily? Or are you kind of missing times? Are you doing the things so that you can truly live your life full out? Remember, integrity is a walk. It's not a run. So take your time as you live full out.
You're listening to Living Full Out with Nancy Solari. As a professional motivational speaker, Nancy can assist you to blow through your setbacks and start living full out. If you have an inspirational story you want to share, email us at connect@livingfullout.com. Once again, here's Nancy.
Thank you so much for joining us today. I am Nancy Solari, and this is the Living Full Out Show. And today we've been talking about having integrity. Now, I'll tell you what, it is so interesting, that word integrity, right? Because, I mean, I think I'm a pretty good person, on the up and up, right? I really try every day to give and give back to others and give them my time. But, you know, I've also learned that we're all just doing the best we can. And I really want you to hear that, because I'm sure you're running a fast pace too. And I'm sure you're trying to check boxes and keep all those balls in the air. And, you know, we all kind of run that furious fast life. But at the same time, sometimes we have to slow down. We have to kind of pinpoint, you know, what is important to me? You know, I find that in my life, it's a blurry line between work and play, because I love living full out. I love this company, the show, the speaking, the writing, all the things we do here. And it wasn't too long ago that, you know, I would start my day at 4 and end my day at 8 and 7 days a week, really. And it wasn't like I was chained to my desk. I was having a great time. But I realized that I wanted to be more in integrity with balance in my life. And I know I've shared with that with you and in inspiring all of you to have balance. So I do walk that walk and talk that talk for myself. And one of the changes that I made is I try to cut it off by 7 o'clock, an hour earlier than I would normal. And I love to go jump on the couch with Frost, my guide dog, my Labrador, and Charlie, my 10-pound Chihuahua. And I love to just snuggle with them and tell them how much I love them and watch a Hallmark, you know, I love those, and have a glass of wine and just decompress from the day. I also find that I love going to bed at like 8, 8:30 at night. Now, I know that I probably go to bed earlier than most, you know, 10-year-olds, but I really respect my sleep. I want my mind to rest. I want to dream in color, and I want to make sure that I have that peaceful time. But you only do that by having boundaries. So I've set the boundaries of, okay, everybody, don't call me after 8:30. You know, you're going to get my voicemail. And I do love waking up early. It is when the world has not started yet, literally. It's quiet, and I have this routine where I leap out of bed and I turn the TV on for the dogs. They think I'm still in there, even though I'm not. And I'm in the other room and I'm listening to music, or I'm, you know, getting my cup of water and my breakfast and maybe watching a little TV and just having some quiet time. But that is Nancy time. So when I do have to engage with my team at 7 a.m. in the morning and get going, I've had hours of Nancy time, hours of time to replenish my brain, my mind, you know, feel like my stomach's full and ready to rock. Now, I've also made changes in my weekly schedule. You know, I used to work 7 days a week, and part of that training was way back when I was in real estate. I used to work open houses Saturday and Sunday, and with Living Full Out, we've have the show every Saturday, right? So working weekends, working the week was just the way it was for Nancy, always. But I really do now try to take Sundays off as much as possible. I love grabbing Frost and dashing off to the beach and doing a beach walk with him and letting him frolic in the water and taking both of us out to breakfast and then spending quality time with Charlie and just, you know, kissing his little nose and telling him how much I love him. And I also make Sunday my call my friends day. They know that is the day that I will pick up, and that's the day I'm going to call them. So it's nice now because people know that, gosh, if I can't call Nancy on Monday or I can't reach her after 8:30 at night, you know what? I'm going to call her on Sunday, and I give them all the time in the world. So why I tell you all this is because integrity is being in integrity with yourself. If you say you're going to do things, do them. But not to appease other people, but really to allow your heart to sing, to know that you have that balance in life, to know that you have that ability to thrive. And remember that life is like a pie, right? You want to have all those slices to be really even. You don't want it to be a lopsided pie, a really large slice and a lot of little teeny ones, right? You want to do your best to find that balance. And think about also where you feel like you're in lack in life. If you're missing connections with people, well, it's time to turn up that friendship meter. If you feel like you're spiritually a little bit wavering, well, you know what? That's more personal quiet time that you need to plug in. Or if you feel like you just need to get educated, like you feel as though other people know things that you don't, well, you know what? Take a course, do a webinar from home, a home study course, whatever that looks like. But again, being in integrity with yourself means that you're being your own best friend, that you're saying, you know what? We are not going to let time run us over. We are not going to live in the world of woulda, coulda, shoulda. I am going to put myself first, but at the same time, be loving and giving and supportive to others. That is a large quality of what it means to live full out. So I want to make sure as we round out today's show that you do have a game plan for maybe where you're currently out of integrity and where you need to step into being more in alignment with your goals and what it is that you're trying to strive for. Make sure that if you want to hear today's show again, you go to livingfullout.com. All of our episodes are waiting there for you, and you can just pick the one that resonates most with what you're going through. And most of all, always know that we believe in you so much here at Living Full Out. We want to cheer you on. So if you've gone through a life hurdle, a crisis, a disability, reach out to us at connect@livingfullout.com. We'd love to hear from you and perhaps have you on as an inspirational guest. The entire Living Full Out family thanks you for listening today. And most of all, know that I believe in you. I want you to go out there, live full out. Remember to have a smile on your face. I promise you the days are better, they're more exciting when you do have that smile. Here's to all of you living full out.
Thank you for listening to the Living Full Out Show with Nancy Solari. To learn more about this program, visit livingfullout.com for the latest episodes. Connect with the Living Full Out community by following us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and subscribing to our YouTube channel. Here's to you, Living Full Out.